Yes, he's still leading, so he is, Jordan, but his lead has been cut to 7.3 seconds because Callum Devine had an overshoot in the third run round Cairnhill, the penultimate stage on day two. We thought that Josh Moffat was going to set the fastest time. However, nobody was anywhere near where Matt Edwards was. The three-time British champion is certainly on a mission in the afternoon stages, and a time of 7 minutes, 34.3 seconds was the fastest for Matt Edwards, and he got his tyre choice correct. He went on a harder tyre, and Matt Edwards and David Moynihan laying down a marker in these late stages on day two of the Donegal Rally. He was 9 seconds quicker than anybody else in Cairnhill. The second fastest time was that of Josh Moffat. He tweaked the setup in service, and they also worked on the tyres. He's a lot happier. 7 minutes, 43.9 was the time for Josh Moffat, cutting the gap and the advantage of Callum Devine at the head of the field. As for Devine, he had an overshoot midway through that Cairnhill stage. 7:51.6 was the time for Callum Devine. Gary Jennings had a bit of a nervy moment, slight damage to the front of his Fiesta. Half of the car was sort of on the grassy ditch verge, and it could have went either way, but luckily for Gary, with the car on the limiter, they were able to get it back on the road again. 7:49.5 was the time for Gary, while Murrian Evans done a time of 7:48.3. Just looking at some of the other times in there as well. Robert Barabel done a 44.7. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty, 7:46.7 was the time for Ryan Loughran. And his time was just half a second slower than that of Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty, who were 7:46.2. Loughran and Doherty, 7:46.7. So it just shows you the pace that Ryan Loughran has been on this afternoon in that R5. Certainly some very impressive driving there. Johnny Greer done a 51.5. Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson, a 50.1. And Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, as expected, 7:50.9. And to date, that is the fastest of the two-wheel drive cars by basically 10 seconds. And now he's increased his advantage to roughly a minute and 20 over the chasing pack. And we'll just take a look at some of the other times that have come in from outside the top 11. Gareth McKeel and Brian Murphy, 7:53.3. Declan Boyle, 55.2. Aidan Ray, 54.1. Kevin Eaves, 8 minutes and 1.3. Damien Tourish, 8 minutes 0.6. So it's 8 minutes 0.6 seconds for Damien Tourish, taking a slight bit of time out of Kevin Eaves there. And the likes of Joseph McGonigal, 8 minutes 0.8 seconds for Joseph McGonigal in there too. So interesting to note that in that battle in the two-wheel drive category, Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore with one stage to go as they head once again to Gary Gort, which is Gallagher territory. They have a total time of 1 hour 36 minutes 27.8. next to him in the two-wheel drive category is Kevin Eaves, 1 minute 37.47 dead, and that means there's an advantage there of a minute and 20.8 seconds for Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore as the defending two-wheel drive category men look to make it back-to-back titles in that T90 GTR Darien. Damien Tourish and Donal McElhinney, they sit third in the class, 29 seconds adrift of Kevin Eaves. Gallagher is 11th overall in the standings. Eaves and Tourish are 16th and 17th. But at the head of the field, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan lead by 7.3 seconds now from Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes. The advantage has been cut after an overshoot by Callum Devine in Cairnhill. Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty are 35 down on the younger Moffat. Josh, they sit in third. Matt Edwards and David Moynihan all of a sudden find themselves 12.6 seconds off third place, and they're certainly going to be looking to continue that fine form into the third run round Gary Gort, which gets underway here shortly. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are fifth overall, a further 15 back, with the rest of the top 10 made up by Murrian Evans in sixth, Robert Barabel in seventh, Ryan Loughran eighth, Johnny Greer in ninth, and Desi Henry in a 10th position. So that's how things stand unofficially with the leading crews after special stage 13. Stage 14 is getting underway shortly. It is, of course, the final stage of the day. It's the third run round Gary Gort, and we are expecting the leaders to be coming along here within the next 20 minutes or so as this heated battle for the lead of the Donegal Rally continues. Back to the studio.